Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joe looking and throws late, but he gets Moss left corner. And did he get in? That's a touchdown. Got it over the pylon, left side of the end zone.
Tigers Radio with the call. Of course, Joe Burrow is the new king of football. This is Sean and RJ. Be careful driving out there. Man, we got a backup right outside our window here on 75.
75 South at the Blackburn exit. Ooh. My goodness. The service road, access road, frontage road, whatever you choose to call it, is backed up, I would say, for a half mile. At least just dead stopped on the service road. And then the exit is backed up well north of Fitzhugh.
And also, it's not just here where we're at Intercom Radio Tower, but also just throughout the Metroplex, especially just down the street. Tarrant County, you have a flash flood warning until 10 o'clock this morning. So as they say, turn around, don't drown.
And tomorrow is supposed to be even more rain. So be careful of the puddles, the slipping and the sliding, and everything that goes along with it. Final chance this morning to win $1,000 is this hour for turning it on, leaving it on, 9:20. The Aaron Hernandez Netflix special. We'll finish our second half review of it, Crosstalk with Cansey, at 9:40. So Joe Burrow outed Odell Beckham. He went on Barstool Radio yesterday and said, well, since I'm no longer a college athlete, I can say this. The money that Odell Beckham handed out was real. It wasn't fake money like the university lied about. Odell Beckham, midfield, all the cameras, all the attention, all the interviews, handing out real money to LSU players, which, of course, would be an NCAA violation. Hopefully they give it back and that stupid, dumb rule doesn't come into play. But the stupid, dumb act is still Odell Beckham. By the way, Joe Burrow, what a punk move.
Very punk move.
Ratting everybody out?
Yeah. What does that gain you? All it does is gain you a trust issue.
He was probably trying to be cool for Barstool, yes. And they asked him, was the money real? And he wanted to, you know, get in with those guys and be cool. Mm-hmm. So now, you know, you add to the headache and problems of your university and your teammates.
Some dopey GM will hold this against him. Well, you can't trust him. He's going to give away our play secrets. You know, whatever. Like, that's such a Bengals move if they were to do that. But it is a little bit of a punk.
The Bengals probably pay their salaries in fake money. So there's Odell Beckham getting his university in trouble and being more of a distraction than just an observer of his school winning the national title. And Joe Burrow said Skyline Chili sucks in Ohio, where, of course, he is going back. He said that years ago, but they dug up that tweet. Cincinnati chili, spaghetti noodles, chili, cheese, and onion. It's pretty good. Doesn't look the best. So yesterday, Colin Cowherd on FS1 made a Joe Burrow comp. See if you guys agree with it on the home of the Cowboys.
Joe Burrow is Tony Romo. He's got a good arm, but it's not special. He's athletic, but he's not a freak. Basketball, excellent at. Came from a family with some coaching. Likeable, smart, excellent leadership skills. Willing to throw the ball up for grabs. He's a risk taker. Burrow's a risk taker. My kind of risk taker. He doesn't play cautious football. Both are talented, but Romo was never gifted enough to overcome mostly bad offensive lines in his career. He's not Deshaun Watson. He's not Russell Wilson that can just win despite average coaching, despite a conservative offense. Joe Burrow is Tony Romo.
Do you hear me, Cowherd?
Now, your comp was Russell Wilson. What do you think of this comp?
It's definitely safer.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, you could beat Tony Romo. Russ is a, you know, different cat. But no, I mean, the Romo comp is good, but he's bigger than Tony. He's 6'4". Like, he's a big guy. He's a really, really big guy.
Well, then he's definitely bigger than Russell.
Definitely bigger than Russ. I mean, I like it. I think it's a good comparison. You know, it didn't, when I guess when I made the Russell comp, I just maybe forgot Tony. I mean, maybe I didn't forget him. I just thought
current guys, maybe. Russell, current, more top of mind.
More top of mind, maybe. But no, I think it's a fair comparison. It really is.
Yeah.
Burrow, though, won't throw. I don't believe he'll throw as many interceptions as Tony did.
Yeah, as reckless.
Yeah. And he's probably a more polished passer coming out, certainly was. But, you know, Colin made a good point in this. If Tony had transferred from Eastern Illinois to even Illinois,
yes,
he'd have been drafted. And if he had transferred to Ohio State, Wisconsin, Nebraska, some other school around where he grew up, he would have been drafted. You know, but Joe Burrow, he was at Ohio State, wasn't playing, transferred to LSU, gets in with the right guys, has a good team around him. And by the way, people are calling this the greatest team that ever played. They certainly have the most impressive resume. No other team has ever beat this many top five teams.
Yeah.
And
the best QB season of all time, arguably.
Yeah, right.
The most touchdowns ever, 60.
Exactly. Now, I can't call this season better than Cam.
Okay.
Only because Joe has receivers who are going to go to the NFL. Did you know the only person on Cam Newton's offense that has thrown an NFL pass, has rushed an NFL rush attempt, or caught a pass in the NFL is Cam Newton.
Pretty interesting stuff.
He's the only person from his Auburn team. No, Cam's caught a pass in the NFL, he's thrown a pass, and he's rushed for one.
Wow.
Nobody else on his team has done any of the individual feats
wow.
in the National Football League.
That's amazing.
So, like, what he did with that team is phenomenal. And then what Burrow here did is tremendous, too.
877-881-1053. What is the Autoflex Heating Fan Text saying about the Joe Burrow Romo comp?
From the 337, Jay Cutler is the comp. It always has been, not with Tony Romo.
What?
From the 469.
Wait, Jay Cutler to Joe Burrow?
Mm-hmm.
That's from 337?
Yeah, arm strength accuracy, I guess.
Well, Joe Burrow doesn't have Jay Cutler's arm strength. And Joe Burrow is definitely, I think,
athletic.
Smarter than Jay Cutler, and he is more athletic.
And that's the first time anyone has ever said someone at LSU is smarter than Vandy.
That's right.
Never been said that before.
I don't know if Cutler was just stubborn over smart. Like, he refused to take the check down. I think Joe Burrow, they say he is in the playbook. He is obsessed with it. So 337, I respect his intelligence, but he's wrong on that.
From the 903, Joe Burrow is Baker Mayfield. How are we not comparing them? I have doubts about him. The arrogance and cockiness will be his downfall in the world.
Definitely not Baker Mayfield.
No.
I don't see that at all.
He's 3 inches taller, number one.
Yeah, number one, he's definitely not douchey like Baker is. He has swag, but I don't see the douche factor. By the way, Fox Sports' Joel Klatt, he said it's clear without question. Joe Burrow is Joe Montana coming out of Notre Dame.
Woo! Montana.
I saw that. I don't know.
Like, the Brady thing makes so much – well – he's more athletic than Tom, but not the best arm. You know, a late bloomer. The intangibles, the personality, the fire, all that stuff is in there. Capability of greatness, maybe. You can't make comparisons because we pick and choose. That's how we are in the media and fans. We choose buzzwords, but intangible wise, attitude, there's a lot of Tom Brady in there.
Yeah, it is. But it's funny. Like, we always. And this, we do this to the poor kids all the time. We always compare them to guys who are greats that they can never, like, he can never live up to Tom Brady's career.
Right.
But no one ever sits there and says, oh man, he's Andy Dalton.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to compare a guy that's going to go as the number one overall pick. Holy cow.
Speaking of college, real quick, Bet Online sent me the numbers, odds to win the title next year. College.
Clemson.
Yes. 9-4. 2.
Bama.
Yes, 7-2. Next.
Ohio State.
Yes, 9-2. Well done. Next.
Georgia.
They're fifth. One team above them.
Oklahoma?
Oklahoma? No.
LSU.
LSU, yes. So Clemson, in order. Clemson, Bama, Ohio State, LSU is 6-1. Georgia is 8-1.
Man, so much parity in college football.
Florida, 14-1. Auburn and Oklahoma are 20-1. Troy, who is higher to win the title next year, Texas or Texas A&M?
Well, let me think.
Longhorn Nation, we're back.
I'm going to say that Texas is favored higher.
Texas is 25-1. And then A&M is 40-1.
Where's Tennessee? Best offensive line in the league.
Guess.
What'd you say A&M was? 45-1?
A&M is 40-1.
I will say we are 66-1.
There you go.
You read my email.
No.
Yo, cheetah.
I would never do that.
I know you wouldn't.
I would never do
something like that.
66-1, dead on for Tennessee.
How dare you accuse me of that?
Oak State, 150-1, and those are all the local teams on here. Heisman favorite.
Oh, Trevor Lawrence.
Trevor Lawrence.
7-2. Next.
Justin Fields.
Well done. 4-1. Ohio State running back. Next.
The Georgia kid.
No. Pac 12 or 14, however many there are over there now. Think Ed Orgeron's old school, one of them.
USC?
Yeah, USC's quarterback. Kadon Slovis? I don't know how to pronounce it. Oak State running back next. Hubbard. Mac Jones, Alabama, tied with Ellinger. Ellinger still has eligibility. How many years is it? And then Spencer Rattler, Oklahoma, also 10-1.
He's like the guy, Juan Pauly Dixon at UCLA. He must have played 18 years.
All right. Yesterday, the news came out that Jason Garrett interviewing with the Giants for their offensive coordinator spot. And Roy asked the question because Roy and Choppy agreed, maybe we should be a little bit worried about that. You know, the instant reaction is to clap, like, good for the Cowboys that Jason would go and coordinate that offense with a stale, non-creative approach. But you and Roy think it could be a problem if Jason was the OC.
I mean, you know, if you look at it, he knows the division. That's key. It's always big for him. He's always done well against the division. Yeah, he's been successful against the division. And he has, if Daniel Jones, and this is an if, there's a lot of, the jury's still out on him, right? Obviously it is.
Sure.
You know, if Daniel Jones is a good quarterback, it doesn't have to be great, but good, Jason has the pieces in place to run the offense he wants to run. He's got a good tight end. He'll have possession receivers, and he's got a running back who he can work, like a really good running back.
Yeah.
Now, the offensive line is going to be in question. You got to see what they're going to do. But, I think Joe Judge is going to want to run, I assume, a more conservative type offense. Because of it's, he's a New England guy. There's that structure there. We'll take risks, but they're calculated. We're not going to make mistakes. We're going to beat you because we make less mistakes than you do. It's a safer way to play.
I would feel a little bit more worried about Jason being the sounding board for Joe Judge because Jason is organized, process, head coaching experience. I wouldn't worry about him as an offensive coordinator. That's me. And as for the poll question, how many Tolos do you think have voted no, not worried about it right now?
83%.
84.5 at R-Dub3 with the poll question. 84.5 saying, nope, not worried about Jay Jeezy as the OC. Where would you vote? Would you vote yes, Roy?
I would vote yes to have a little bit of concern, especially right away. He has more knowledge about the players inside this Cowboys locker room. Even if you're losing 26 of them in free agency, he has more knowledge about their strengths and weaknesses than your current head coach does. And I would assume that he would have some idea of how to devise an attack to beat them specifically. I'm not saying that, Jason Garrett is going to come and make their offense top 10, but I think against the Cowboys, he would have a significant advantage.
All right, real quick. And you can make it a joke if you want. How would you beat the Cowboys facing them? You're Jason, your first piece of advice to Joe Judge, you face the Cowboys, game one, Sunday Night Football, on the Fan. What are you saying?
I'd run it right down their throat, right up the middle to start, and see if your replacements for Malik Collins, if Tyrone Crawford's all the way back, and if you can stop the run. Because you haven't proven over the last two seasons.
Now say it like Jason. Say how Jason would say it.
I'm just going to hand the ball off to Saquon, and we're going to run, do what we do. Keep, moving the sticks, moving the chains.
Yeah. We're going to throw it a million times because they're not going to try to pick it off.
There you go. We'll see what type of offensive line the Giants have.
Right.
But Skip Pete is coming back to be the Cowboys running back coach. So Mike McCarthy continuing without with the old and current, in with the new and old, if that makes sense. Because he knew Skip Pete back at Pittsburgh as a grad assistant.
And what do you guys think about the Browns wide receivers coach Adam Henry interviewing for the wide receiver position as well? One fan texter suggesting that if Adam Henry comes to the Cowboys, would you be willing or think here he could make a move to get you?
Oh, yeah, because Adam Henry has control of Odell Beckham. Adam Henry has a lot of control over Odell Beckham.
How much fake money would it cost?
Yeah, exactly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.